We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're joined on the line by Sal Capaccio, Bills beat reporter for WGR. Sal was at the Senior Bowl this week. Sal, how was that trip?
I was good. It was good. It was actually way colder than I thought it would be in Mobile, Alabama, and colder than normal for the Senior Bowl, especially on Tuesday for practice because it was wind chill. Made it feel like about 30 degrees. Much better on Wednesday. Yesterday, good chance to watch some of the better college seniors in the country.
You know, that's funny because when I saw some of it, I thought, where are they? They're all wearing jackets and coats. And then I heard it was in Alabama, and I thought, you're kidding.
No, it was one of the gripping cold kind of. And what really stunk to them was it was like 75 the week before that, but of course I go down there for the Senior Bowl. Buffalo without the snow, actually, last year.
Yeah. Hey, Senior Bowl, you getting a chance to look at some of the people who are draft eligible this year. Everyone's talking about wide receiver when it comes to the Bills in the draft. What are some of the names fans should be paying attention to, thinking about as possibilities for Buffalo coming up in the draft?
I really like Chase Claypool from Notre Dame. He has the size that Bills fans really want. But he's also just a really productive player, good player. He's played all different positions, if you will, at wide receiver. He's played in the slot, outside, to the field, the boundary. And he's a really good special teams guy, too, and that matters a lot, I think, as well. The guy who really impressed me one-on-one drills, Van Jefferson of Florida, Sean Jefferson's son. So he's got the bloodlines, but he really just he was smooth. He didn't, like, wow you with any particular incredible athletic trait, but he seemed like he won every one-on-one battle that he was in. And then there's a kid named Antonio Golden from Liberty, and Antonio Candy Golden, excuse me, from Liberty. Now, Liberty, right? Think about that, a school. They went to a bowl game. This kid for 3 years, 29 touchdowns, 1,300 yards last year, 70 catches each of the last 2 years, 69 his sophomore year, super productive, 6'4", 220. I think this is a kid we're going to be talking about a lot as the draft gets a little bit closer.
Sal, is receiver the number one need for the Bills?
I think it is right now, but it was a year ago at this time, and then the Bills signed John Brown and Cole Beasley. So you have to always think about free agency comes first, guys. So as much as we may sit here and go, oh, they need a receiver, they need a big receiver, that's true. We may find something in free agency, and now we're looking somewhere else and focusing our attention in the draft.
All right, focusing the attention to what's going to happen this weekend. You have the Pro Bowl, and you have three Bills you're able to watch.
Yeah. Tremaine Edmonds, Tre'Davious White, and Andre Roberts all get in. Obviously, Tre'Davious White was a starter, put in right away, and then Tremaine Edmonds gets in because of an injury, and then Andre Roberts gets in because Mecole Hardman's playing in the Super Bowl. But great for them. They all deserve it. They all earned it, however they got in, and that's going to be fun. But, you know, I'm not a big Pro Bowl watcher, but I think it's great for these guys to be able to experience that and go. Andre Roberts has been there before. Of course, it's Tre'Davious White's and Tremaine Edmonds' first time, though.
How does three compare to other years for Bills Pro Bowl representation?
Well, you know, they've had guys like, excuse me, Richie Incognito and Eric Wood and Kyle Williams, I think all three of them. I think they might have matched up in the same year, but, you know, normally the Bills don't. Normally the Bills get a guy or two maybe, and a lot of times it comes the same way because of injury or a player is playing in the Super Bowl because they've moved it now to the week before the Super Bowl. It used to be the week after the Super Bowl. That opens up a lot more opportunity. So, you know, I mean, three is nice, good. You know, you like to have a lot more, and that speaks to more team success, and hopefully that will come down the road.
A little over a week away from the Super Bowl itself. How do you like this matchup? I loved that the Niners and Chiefs came out on top last Sunday because I think it's a really interesting matchup against two offenses that are fun to watch for really different ways.
Yeah, look, I love this matchup because I think it speaks to the new school of football and the old school of football, which is Chiefs all over the place. Offense, dynamic, can score from anywhere. Niners, they still believe in running and playing good defense, and they're the best, the most balanced team and most consistent team I've seen all year. So I think from that standpoint, it is awesome to have this Super Bowl. It's going to be a fun one. Still a week away from really dissecting it, but from that aspect, I really like it. I think it just represents two different styles. It shows that you can still win both ways in the NFL.
And at this point, who would you give the edge to?
I'd give the edge right now to the Niners because of what I said, but I still think the Chiefs have a really good chance to win, but let's wait a week, see where the injury situation is with you guys. And but I'm leaning Niners as we speak right now.
All right, Niners. You know what the thing I love about the Niners sale, and I think that a lot of people find it kind of endearing, is sure, they have their running back was getting all the headlines last weekend. They have some weapons at wide receiver, but I mean, it's a tight end and a fullback are two of, you know, some of the most notable names on that offense. That is like a true throwback.
That's right, and they're asking Garoppolo to be more of a game manager usually, but he still can have his days where he really throws for a lot of yards and puts up points. But you're right about that, Brian, which is, you know, they believe in doing it the old-fashioned way a little bit. Remember, Kyle Shanahan is Mike Shanahan's son, so, you know, they have a history of doing it with the running game and with the tight end, going back to his offenses back in with the Denver Broncos.
All right, that's the week in between. So it's Pro Bowl weekend. We've got another week before the Super Bowl. Sal Capaccio from WGR Sports Radio 550.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.